This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we believe is Almighty God, is not exclusively God only for the Muslims or the Arabs. He is Almighty God for all the worlds, for all the human beings, whether black or white, yellow or brown, rich or poor, whichever part of the world they live in. And Allah says in the Quran in Surah Fatiha, chapter number 1, verse number 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, Lord of all the worlds. Allah says in Surah Nas, chapter number 114, verse number 1, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. رَبِّ النَّاسِ, He is the Lord of humankind, of all the human beings. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of all the human beings. And there are guidelines given in the Quran to promote universal brotherhood. Allah says in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 32. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you kill any other human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, if you kill any innocent human being, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. And if you save any human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, it is as though you have saved the whole nation, all the human beings. Therefore, murder is one of the major sins in Islam. This disrupts universal brotherhood. Therefore, Islam prohibits it. Killing any innocent human being is prohibited. Allah also says that robbing is prohibited. Allah says in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 38, that man and woman should not rob. And the third pillar of Islam is zakat. That is, every rich human being who has a saving of more than the nisab level, more than 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that excess wealth in charity every lunar year. If every rich human being in the world gives zakat, poverty will be eradicated from this world. There will not be a single human being who will die of hunger. Zakat and charity increases the universal brotherhood and decreases the gap between the rich and the poor. Allah says in Surah Ma'un, chapter number 107, verse number 1 to 7, أَرَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلٌ لِّلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ مِن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. Seest thou not the one who denies the day of judgment, who treats the orphan with harshness, and does not encourage the feeding of the indigent? Woe to those who are neglectful of the prayers. Woe to those who pray only to be seen by men, and they do not even provide neighborly needs. So Allah says, if you provide neighborly needs, it encourages brotherhood. It is the duty of Muslims to help the neighbors. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad said that he is not a Muslim who sleeps with his full stomach while the neighbor is hungry. That means Islam does not give you permission to sleep with a full tummy when your neighbor is hungry, when your neighbor doesn't have food to eat. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 26 and 27, that do not be a spendthrift, do not be extravagant in spending money. For verily, a spendthrift is the brother of the devil. So if you are a spendthrift, it discourages universal brotherhood. And being a spendthrift is a sign of the brother of a devil. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 188, that spend not your wealth as a bait for the judges in order to eat up other people's wealth. Here Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 188, that bribing is prohibited, which is very common in the world today. If you bribe, it disrupts the universal brotherhood.